Chapter 13. The silver Jaguar, XKE, pulled to a slow stop in front of the big house. Judge General Marcus did not waste any time in getting Ronald permission to examine the house that has sat empty for little more than 2 years now. Ronald stepped out and onto the nicely paved driveway that wrapped completely around the small mansion. He looked at the overgrown lawn. It was not a crime scene. Well, since no crime had been committed anyway, just a neglected piece of real estate, which was now in full probate, since no next of kin could be located for Jack Elliott. Ronald walked around the wraparound front deck and made his way up the steps to the front door. He peered through one of the small rectangular windows that ran up beside the door facing. Ronald turned the knob. "There you are!" a voice said as Ronald jumped and turned at the sound. "The judge said you would be here. I brought a key to let you in." "Oh, I'm sorry to have startled you, sir. My name is Paul Morgan. I am the lawyer assigned to look after the late Mr. Elliott's estate and affairs," the small, wiry, bald man said as he shuffled up the front steps and to the door. "There you go, sir," the little man said as he pushed the larger-than-usual door open. He spoke fast and moved faster. In fact, Ronald barely had time to even introduce himself.
"Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Did you know Mr. Elliott at all?"
Ronald asked as he stepped over the threshold.
"No, sir. I just received the paper the day that Mr. Elliott passed away. And in fact, this is my first visit here,"
the little lawyer said as he stepped back from the front door.
"In fact, I have other estates to work on as well. So please lock up the door before you leave," Mr. Morgan said as he scurried to his VW Beetle car and sped away without so much as a farewell. Dr. Patel just stood in the threshold as he watched the little man in his little car disappear behind the privacy hedges. Patel never really got a chance to speak to the man, but it did not matter anyway. He obviously would have been no help at all, since he was only a pencil pusher and the man that held the keys for his boss. Ronald Patel took his time walking the long hallway that led from the front entrance and into the wide-open foyer. He stopped in the center of the circular room. Everything seemed to be in its perfect order. There were three doorways. He leaned back to look through one that was obviously the enormous kitchen. Then he turned to look through doorway number two and could see another hallway. And the third doorway was behind a large, ornate wooden door. Being a trained psychiatrist, Ronald had a natural curiosity, and closed doors sent his imagination through the ceiling. So he went to see what was behind the closed door first. The door creaked, and cobwebs broke loose that ran from the ceiling to the door. The house had sat for a long while without being disturbed. That much was obvious. Especially this room, anyway. The room was dark. Not even sunlight was shining in. Dr. Patel pushed the door back until it made a thud against the wall. He strained hard against the darkness to try and make out any kind of shape, but it was of no use. The room had no windows at all, or so he assumed. So he traced a hand along the wall until he found a switch that he hoped would shed some light in the room. The light worked. It lit up the room, revealing all that had been hidden by the deliberate darkness. But all that was there was an old 8mm film projector sitting on a table beside a chair facing a blank white wall.
His film room. But according to his book, he did not make many films. So why have a screening room in your home?
Patel asked as he pulled a small pad of paper and his $100 pen from his pocket to jot down some important notes on. He closed in on the red velvet seat. He looked at the projector. There was still a spool of film in it, and on the floor in front of the table sat a box that was also filled with spools of film footage.
Maybe he was a movie buff, Patel thought. It's not unheard of for people to have their own movies shown in their homes.
Upon first seeing the projector, Dr. Patel assumed he might have been examining or editing his own films, but looking at the first label on the back of one of the film cans, it read, South Africa, 1948, and another read, South Africa, 1956.
Very strange,
Dr. Patel said to himself as he placed the small tins of film back into the box from which they came. The doctor reached over to flip the machine on, as he looked around wondering why or how the electricity could still be running with the house being empty for so long. The projector came to life, making its humming sound as its small engine started up, but what appeared on the wall did not look like any recognizable Hollywood movie. On the wall that was projected from the machine looked to be some kind of native ritual, and judging by the people and the clothing, or a lack thereof, it was a tribe, somewhere, possibly, as the tin had said, Africa. Dr. Ronald Patel was mesmerized by the dancing and the movement of the ebony tribes people that were dancing on the wall of the room before him. He slowly set himself down in the chair facing the movie. On the wall, the projection clicked away as Dr. Patel sat watching the scenes that were playing out. Men and women, barely clothed, were dancing around, a couple of people laying on the ground, side by side. And suddenly, everything stopped as an older woman walked over to the two apparently unconscious people. She suddenly looked up as if she could see right through the film and into the room at the doctor. His eyes first wanted to dart away at the woman's gaze. She was wrinkled with age. Her eyes were black and hollow, and just her stare sent a chill up Patel's spine. Then he heard the music start back, and he looked back toward the screen as he watched the old woman place a hand on the head of each one of the two people that lay before her. Suddenly, without warning, the one on the right sat straight up, and all of the onlookers seemed to go crazy and started gyrating their bodies harmoniously.
What was this that Elliot was watching? This is ludicrous,
Dr. Patel said as he slid the box that was still sitting on the floor in front of the table over to his feet. He began pulling spool after spool out and placing them into the projector. All of the films seemed to be basically the same, just different participants. But the one thing that remains the same was the old woman. She was always present. She was always there with her dark, chilly stare. Dr. Patel sat watching the footage for over 3 hours, ignoring the time that was speeding past. He just sat watching the screen. He had never seen such things. Since most of the footage had no sound, he was not sure as to what was happening in the scenes, but it looked to be like the first one he had seen that was dated 1968. It looked to be some sort of voodoo, or so he surmised. Once the last of the footage clicked to its finale, Dr. Patel sat in his chair not moving, not even sure what it was he had just seen. After about 30 minutes of staring at a blank wall, Dr. Patel decided to look around the room a bit more to get an overall feel as to what was going through the mind of this entertainer. There were shelves that lined every wall, but they were all bare.
This must have been a library at one point,
he thought as he stood to his feet.
What are all the books?
He thought as he walked over to the east wall and looked at the dust that had piled up over the years on the mahogany shelves.
This man was definitely an odd sort of fellow,
Patel said, this time out loud. He turned to go back the way in which he had first entered the room when something stopped him cold. He couldn't be sure, and maybe his eyes were playing tricks on him, but he swore he saw a shadow moving past the door in the foyer. He slowly made his way to the ornate door to see if there was someone waiting on the other side. Patel looked around the corner before stepping over the threshold and into the foyer. Hello, he said as he stepped a foot across the threshold of the door. The sound of his voice echoed through the empty house.
Watching the films must have sent a spook into my bones,
he said to himself as he put his right hand to his forehead.
Okay, Let's see what other skeletons Mr. Elliot has in his closets,"
Patel said as he walked out into the big circular room.